The purpose journey will be uncomfortable. Growth and impact do not happen in comfort. One must get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I can't wait to share with you this episode I have today. This is a question that I get a lot, and it's, I think behind it, it is like, I want to get ready to get ready. I know that what I want to do, what my purpose is, means so much that, well, what do I need to do before I start that journey? And so that's what I talk about today. Four key things to know, to grasp, to understand while you're on the purpose journey or before it. Let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. I get the question of, what do I need to do or what do I need to know before I get my purpose, before I start living it, before I start doing my, doing all the work to discover my purpose? What do I need to know before? And I thought I would just share four things that you need to know before you start this journey. Or if you started this journey, like, take a step back for a moment and let's look at what four things will help you on the journey. The journey of discovering your purpose and living it, in case that wasn't clear. But the first thing to know, that when you are deciding to live your purpose, just like you make any big decision, things are going to get in your way. It is not going to be a decision you're like, oh, smooth roads, green lights all the way. And it's not going to be, there's going to be obstacles that you didn't see coming, obstacles that block the way or make it seem like you're going the wrong direction. Things are going to get hard. Issues that were not an issue before are going to start coming up. With this, I look at this in a couple of ways. The first way is I look at the fact that it is, every time you start going towards something important, when something that means something to you, your brain is going to slow you down. Things are going to happen, whether it's decisions you have to make or obstacles, like challenges, trials. It kind of points to the fact that you are on the right path. Like, the other side is, when you're heading towards your God dream, when you're heading towards your purpose that God's created you for, then all of a sudden the devil wakes up. He's not going to worry about someone who is not about to make a splash. He's not worried about somebody who is numbing out and who is overwhelmed and stuck in their thing. When you make an active decision to discover why you were put on this earth and to do it, that's when he starts to recognize. And that's when, that's when things happen. So first of all, know and just rest in the fact that things are not going to work out. Things are going to get in the way. It's going to be challenging. The next one, this one was hard for me, and though you may start to see what your purpose can do, you're not going to see the final outcome or results. If we become outcome driven and result driven when we're discovering our purpose, then we're missing the whole point of it. We're missing, and we're not going to see that. It's that moment of our purpose is the journey, is that next step in front of us. It's the allowing things to shift and happen. And a lot of times the result is not what you think it is. I use this, this is a protective thing, is if God told me
10 years ago when I felt the call to start speaking, and instantly I shut him down because I'm like, oh no, I'm public speaking is not my thing. I don't have anything to share. Let me be behind the scenes. If he would have like laid it all out for me and being like, this is what is going to happen, I would have done everything possible to screw it up. I would have run the other way. I would have said, heck no, and just gone back to doing nothing or go do something else that was not getting not towards my purpose. So rest in that you're not going to know the outcome. And so with that, take solace in the fact that you can have an idea and you start working towards it, but it's going to shift. It's going to change. It's going to become clear as you start going. So know that, rest in that, and just embrace the fact that this journey is an unseen, uncharted, and you're going to be taking some blind steps through faith. The third one is it's going to be uncomfortable. We have to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. This one gets me every day. That's another reason why we don't see the outcome or the result that is before us. This is why in our brains we limit, because our brains are meant to like keep us safe, not successful. So if we want to be successful, if we want to do something different, if we want a different outcome, we have to make changes. We have to get uncomfortable and recognize that, okay, again, it's going to be hard and I don't know what the result is. But the other part is the result's not even ours to worry about. I don't have to change people's lives. I don't have to save people. I don't have to make people live their purpose. I get to be a tool. I get to share. I get to use my purpose, my gifts, and my talents and my strengths to help guide you. The same as you get to use your gifts and talents and strengths to help others, no matter what it is. It's not going to be easy. And it's rarely comfortable. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. Impact doesn't happen in comfort. You're sitting on your couch watching Netflix. That's one thing. But if you are, you know, that's fun. That's relaxing. That is, you're not going to change lives that way. Even if you watch something and are inspired by it, you're not going to change lives by sitting on that couch. You have to take the action that is going to lead to inspiration. That's going to lead to the impact. And so if you're not willing to get uncomfortable, ask yourself why. And that's a whole other conversation. I'll do another podcast on what happens when we don't get uncomfortable, when we're not willing to get uncomfortable, because it's really important that we, you know, we talk about the selfishness of self-care. Like, self-care is not selfish. It is taking care of ourselves so we can take care of others. I share why understanding you is not selfish. Understanding your strengths and gifts is not selfish. It's actually one of the biggest gifts that you can give the world is understanding why you were put on this earth, how you can impact, how you can share what you have to offer, how you can impact others. And if you don't use it, if you just, you see it and then you don't take the actions, I will argue that that's the selfish thing to do. That's the part that if you're choosing not to step into what you've discovered, if you're choosing to not use your gifts, I think that is the selfish side. And it's because of fear. It's because of the unknown. It's because of all these beliefs that we hold. So it may not even be your fault. But now that you can address it and you can see, and you're like, okay, why do I not want to? It's hard. I don't see the next step. It's something that it's beyond me. Once you're willing to get uncomfortable, that we can work with. That's when a step can go far. That's when a tiny thing, a tiny step forward can turn the ripple effect in the lake. It just can keep going. It doesn't matter how tiny that pebble is. It can make a million waves. It doesn't matter. And so this fear that you are on this, that you're comfortable, this fear that it's going to hurt or it's going to be hard. What is harder? To know that you were made for more and sit and watch other people suffer, or know that you were made for more and watch other people do what God's asked you to partner with him to do? How many times do you think of something and you're like, oh, this is what I should do? And then you go on Facebook and you see someone else doing it and you're like, oh, that could be me. Don't use that as a, well, there's not enough room for me. Remember, we're thinking abundance here. It means there's a proven need if someone else is doing it. There's a proven, there's just a need there. And if God's put on your heart, you're not going to do it the same way that they're doing it. So don't worry about that. He's made you different. He gave you different strengths and talents and gifts. And there's still room for you. But it takes that uncomfortable steps forward to make it happen. So I want you to ask yourself, am I willing to get uncomfortable, to be uncomfortable, to get comfortable with being uncomfortable? Because it's not a one and done, folks, not a one and done. I wish, but even this morning, I had to step into something that I was like, oh, I don't know how to do it. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't know if this is making an impact. Doesn't matter. It's not my job. My impact is to take the uncomfortable action and to learn from it. It doesn't matter if it flops completely. But still, me taking that step is a step in obedience and a step in the right direction. It's a step to getting it right the next time. So know that when you're stepping into your purpose, when you've got that call and you feel that more, that impact that you want to make, it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to take uncomfortable action to see it through. So don't shy away from that. And the fourth one is, it's worth it. It is worth the tears. It is worth the fight. It is worth the unknown. It's worth the skinned knees and the bruised ego. It's worth the journey. It's worth the discomfort. It's all worth it. Because again, our job, our role is not the outcome, it's the obedience. Our role is to do it anyway. What I have learned through taking these steps about myself, about God, about my friends, about this world, what I have learned and how I have grown in this process, I would never have learned sitting on the couch watching Netflix. I would never have learned if I thought about starting a podcast and didn't do it. If I thought about coaching someone or becoming a therapist or doing all of these things. One of the hardest decisions I had to make was to set down therapy and become a coach. That's a whole nother story. But know that I took something that was proven and that I was good at and that I enjoyed for something that God had me do. I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be doing this. I wouldn't be sharing this if I stayed as a therapist. But God wanted me to grow in the future. He wanted me to focus future focused. And honestly, it's how he wired me in the first place. This is my favorite part about therapy, is getting them to health and then asking them what that means for them in the future. And now I get to not only ask them, as I get to be a part of that journey. It's worth it. It's worth the comments from friends and family. You'll get those when you're doing something different, when you're doing something that hasn't been done before, when you're doing something that shakes their world or has them question themselves. That's on them, not on you. God doesn't tell them what he tells you, but it's worth it. It's worth it even if you feel like you're going it alone, know that there's communities out there of all of us who are doing this alone. And then we're not doing it alone when we find more people, right? It's important to get a community. It's probably, there you go. The bonus fifth thing that you should do is don't do it alone. Find your community. Find your people who are going to say, I don't understand it, but I'm going to support you anyway. But it's worth the effort to get uncomfortable. It's worth the effort to look at yourself through a different lens. It's worth it to look at your weaknesses and give yourself grace for them, because then you get to see your strengths. And then you get to see how your friends make up for your weaknesses. And then you get to partner together. It's worth going through and hashing out some of the, you know, the trauma from the past. So that way you could pick out what you want to take with you. So many tears of frustration. And I'm not even talking about grief tears. I'm talking about coaching tears of, Tammy, you know, why am I doing this? And then it's simple because God's called me to it. Because I love working with clients. I love being on the journey and watching them stop numbing out. I love watching them come to life and see how amazing they are. I love helping them figure out what their purpose is and then live it, and then even go on to build a business around it or a ministry around it or start a book club or whatever, however they decide to use it to where it becomes part of their life. It's worth it. The four things that you need to know before you start this journey. It's going to be hard. There's going to be things in the way. You won't see the outcome or results. You will see some, you'll see the wins along the way. So let me tell you, I do see a lot of little wins, but I don't know the direction that I know my next step. I don't know a mile down the road. I know three steps ahead, if I'm lucky. And then it's worth the effort. If you've been called to it, it doesn't matter how unqualified you feel, do it anyway. It's worth the effort. It's worth the stained knees. It's worth the discomfort to know that you get to be a part of something that matters. No matter what, it could be a quilting club. Like I there is no small work to God. None. Every one of the calls, every one of our purposes, every one of our calling that he's given us is necessary and needed. And he is an artist. God, like it is, this whole world is so creative. So it's not that, I don't want you to pigeonhole yourself to think that if it's not making money or if it's not visibly impacting somebody, that it's not worth it. If God's put it on your heart, it's worth the effort. It's worth at least exploring to see where, how he shakes through, how he helps you. So that's what I have for you today. And again, I have a workshop coming up. How to discover your purpose and live it. If you're tired of just feeling like there's more and you want to discover it, this is the workshop for you. It is free. You just have to reserve your seat so I can send you the link. And I put the link in the show notes, so just join. And I'm going to tell you, when I stopped letting fear decide my actions and I decided that I was going to discover who I was and how God created me, and then got to see all that he laid out in front of me, all the things like that, how it, like my whole life has been building to this moment, so many things came clear. Talk about the passion and the excitement, the fact that I love my life through all the trials, through all the challenges that are here, and through the ones we've gone through in the past and the ones that are coming, because I know some challenges are coming. But it's all worth the effort. It's all to get to leave a legacy, to make an impact. It's not selfish. It is one of the least selfish things you can do. So friends, Sign up for my workshop. I don't want to speak by myself. I've got a handful of people in there already, so you don't want them to show up by themselves. Like let's all do this together. And with that, choose joy until joy chooses you. And I will see you soon. Bye for now.